Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
With delirious joy, they have joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
Come on!
Joining me as always is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I don't make that sound.
Yeah, you do.
And of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skojewski.
What's the matter?
Come on, Ross. What's the matter?
I have to sit with you guys this early in the morning.
Engineering the show is always the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and doing all that is required to keep us on the air, broadcasting around the world through the miracle of the internet. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Now, this is how the show works. You can stay totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are, but we in turn are brutally honest. This is your opportunity to hear what people really think when you're not in the room. Now, some of you can't handle that. If you're very sensitive.
That's true.
And you have ooby-ooby, owie, you know, boo-boos, don't send it. Email to us, because you won't feel better. Yeah. This show is not about your self-esteem. If anything, we'll probably make you feel horrible.
It's about our self-esteem.
It's about our self-esteem, because we love us. So again, literally, you say, oh, I'm going through this. Do you want to hear what people really think when you're not in the room?
The honest-to-goodness truth.
Send us an email. This is what your friends are saying when you leave.
Yes.
Okay? They don't have the guts to tell you the truth. We do! So you can send it to us. At radio@markunger.com. Quick update, of course, it's Tuesday, and we always do our catch-up over the weekend. Football games, the Green Bay Packers still gloriously undefeated.
But it wasn't a most glorious win.
I mean, it was pretty glorious to me,
man. What game were you watching?
That first half looked like you guys were getting owned.
Hey, we had the ball for all of a minute and a half in the first half.
All that matters is the
final score, son.
But what was it? Was it 7-0 or 14-0 by the end of the first half?
14.
I mean, mm-hmm. So for only having the ball for like 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they racked up all
these
points.
They're just really efficient. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't need to have the ball.
It's like the Mark Unger Show. When you're as smart as we are, it doesn't take long to do what we got to do.
All I know is I wasn't stressed out by this game the way I have been over some of the other ones, so that was a good thing.
It was great fun. It was fabulous. So the, you know, I got to tell you what, I really thought, because first of all, the chances of going undefeated, it's still highly unlikely.
I know.
You've got to assume at some point they're going to bite the
dust. I thought this was going to be the game. I thought they were going down on this one before
I
started.
I did too. If there was any game I thought we were going to lose.
I thought it was this
one. I predicted it would be this one.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Because the Lions are tough, man. They are tough. Now they choked.
Look it like that. Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. I mean, football is an extremely emotional game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They got a little emotional, the Lions.
Yeah. But wait a minute. I mean, first of all, who's got more emotion on that day? It's got to be the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. They haven't won a Thanksgiving game in, 7 years? They're on this winning streak. They're 7-3, which is still pretty impressive. Well, not 7-4 now.
In their dome.
Mm-hmm. This is their day. I thought, this is not good.
They had a lot of adrenaline.
I told somebody, my wife or horse, we're going to lose today. You know, I just figured you got to lose. Mm-hmm. But they did not lose.
No, they didn't.
They won. And although Of course, all the talk is about the, I can't even say that guy's name.
Is it Sue?
Sue's his last name, but in
I don't know how to say his
Sue.
Stomping on
the guy and totally lost it. You know what's interesting? As soon as he got ejected from the game, did you notice? It was over.
Yes.
Deflated.
The team was complete. Even the coach was deflated. Yes. I mean, it was like.
When your emotion spins out of control, like that.
It was over.
The wind out of
he really sucked the air out of his own team. And he would admit, I think he's kind of admitting it now. But anyway. So anyway, the Vikings, of course, as always, lost.
They did.
Ross. Anyway.
Was I supposed to respond?
No. There's nothing to respond to.
Is it true that if they beat the Giants this weekend, that they clinch the division?
Who?
The Packers.
Oh, that might be.
I'm
sure they're going to clinch the division.
I mean, they're 11 and 0.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Even if they lose the rest of the games, which is unlikely.
It's very likely now they could go undefeated.
Yeah.
Because they've got the Giants, which they should be able to beat.
Should.
The Giants, Kansas City.
They should be able to kill Kansas City.
Should.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the danger because a lot of times you think they should.
And you have to understand.
You talk about motivation now.
Yes.
Every team. I don't care if you're the worst team in the
league.
Going
after them.
This is your chance to make a stay. Even in Kansas City that's having a hard time,
yes.
You beat the Packers, you made a major save. So now the further it gets, the harder these teams are going to get. Okay, then you've got the Bears?
The Bears are the final game.
I thought the Lions were the final game. Mm-hmm. It's one of the two.
I can't remember. The Bears again?
They're playing on Christmas and New Year's, and one of them's the Bears, one of them's
the
Lions.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And so, of course, the Bears lost yesterday, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Or Sunday, yeah.
Yep.
So it was, you know, anyway, it is what it is. And
it's looking good.
I'm looking here trying to find out. I want to know what the actual schedule is.
Giants and then Kansas City.
Giants, the Raiders.
Raiders are in there. That's right. That's a home game.
Yeah. But I think that could beat the Raiders.
And then it's.
Then they got the Chiefs, the Bears, and the Lions.
Oh, the Lions are the final game. Okay, I had them reversed.
They could go undefeated. But. Still, it's you know.
As long as they don't lose to the Lions or the Bears,
really
I'm good.
Hard. Well, there again.
You I don't know, want them to lose against, to those two.
That's what I'm saying, but all the motivation in the world for those two teams to knock off their
especially after
opponents.
The Thanksgiving Day debacle for the Lions.
Yeah, this is revenge, man. So, again, I'm not predicting they're going to go undefeated. I'm saying it's possible. It's looking more possible that they could, but it gets a lot tougher from here on out. So, anyway, so that's our update. The other guy was Tim Tebow, the Broncos.
Yes.
I didn't hear anything about him.
He won again.
Yes. Okay, he's getting quite a following all of a sudden.
Good.
Yeah. I feel for the guy because he has been so persecuted because of his religious faith. And I think Christians all over America, even myself, I'm praying for the guy that, that he'll do well. I'm a little concerned. Now, obviously, there's a lot of Vikings fans and Broncos fans and all that actually listen to the show. So we're not trying to really offend anybody. We're just trying to give Ross a hard time. And I'm certainly not trying to offend Broncos fans. But, I don't really care about the Broncos.
No, you don't.
Because they're not the Packers.
We only care about the Packers.
There's only one team that even exists. It's just the Packers. The only reason they have these other teams, so the Packers
have
somebody
to play.
That's all. The only reason you guys are there is so we have somebody to beat. But anyway, so my concern with the Tebow thing is, I don't know him. I don't know his motivation, and I'm sure he does not listen to the show, as hard as that is to believe. But he really wears it on his sleeve. Mm. And he's on the sidelines, and you can tell he's praying and everything else. And I'm glad he's succeeding. He's pulling out miracle wins, okay. But I'm going, oh, dude, don't do that, because
he's drawing the persecution.
I know, but it's not even. It's a game.
Mm-hmm.
God is not going to let you win all your games. It's not going to happen. Okay.
Speak it into existence. Come on now. Come on.
I'm just saying.
It's only football.
Winning souls, changing lives. It's a football game. God, if God answered that prayer, the Packers would win every game for the rest of eternity.
This is true.
God answered that prayer. But it's a game, you know? And so the thing is, right now it's like, and I can just feel Christians, because we tend to be so flaky. Everywhere just unglued for Tim Tebow because they're miraculously put on. And this is the answer to prayer, and this is glorifying God. And it's like, even them, I think they're headed for a train wreck. Just relax, because they're not going to win every game.
Right.
Okay? At some level, I don't think God cares about the stupid game.
I don't think so either.
If he did, it would be for the Green Bay Packers. That's all he cares about. Okay? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Of course, we're kidding around.
Absolutely.
But it's like, I personally, I don't know the guy, and I know a lot of you guys love him, and I love him. I've literally prayed for him yesterday. Lord, give us, just because he's under such heat.
Yeah.
But even as I'm watching one of those sidelines, and I'm thinking, oh, dude, lighten it
calm
up.
Down.
You know,
calm down.
God don't care
right.
about your game, okay? I mean, there's a lot of wonderful born-again Christians on every team. You know,
and they're all praying, let us win today, so who's God going to answer?
Well, that's what I'm saying is don't be praying that. You know, and if you want to pray, help me do my best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. Again, I don't know his motivation. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm a little concerned. You know, you've made your statements. You live your life. Ease up on some of that. Yeah. And for my opinion, if I were talking, I'd say, dude, ease up. Because when you start losing.
What are you going to do?
Right now is a great testimony.
Yeah. Yep.
You start losing, not what?
God's not answering your prayer.
Yeah, God's not answering prayer, and there is no God, and you say you believe in God. You know, you just bring on crap on all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's great you're doing well. God bless you. You've done your thing. You've made your statement. I just go out there and play. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is a very committed
person of faith.
Born again Christian.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people know that. He never
talks
about it.
Because you don't
like
see all of the.
No, but we know he is.
Yes.
You know, he's been to our church. So, I mean, he's, you know, in fact, he was at our church before, when he was still back up to Favre, teaching about how to tithe. I mean, this is a guy's a tithing. Man, I wish you did go to church.
Come back, Aaron.
Would I like 10% of that? Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know who he tithes to, but they got to be a happy church is all I got to say. Even with him, I try to keep from praying for the Packers
to win.
Or praying they'll have a good gift. You know, now, there are guys who play for that we know. I pray for them that they'll do well.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll do their best.
Their individual success.
And that they won't get hurt.
And they won't
like
get
that.
Hurt.
Yes.
And we'll pray for guys because it's a dangerous game.
Absolutely.
Oh, it
it's
is.
Like any of you who came to my church who have a dangerous line of work. We would pray for you. Mm-hmm. The guy would protect you and you do well. So.
Yes.
But when it comes to the overall, I'm just a little concerned about this. Right now, it's working great because he's winning games he should not win. And it's, you know, at some point, people are like, oh, see, God answers prayers.
Yeah.
But when you start losing, now what are you going to do? Yeah. Because there's no way.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, anyway, so I've said what I've said.
Although people took some of your posts real seriously on Facebook when you put the Packers rule the known universe. Did you see some of those replies? People are so serious. They have no sense of humor.
Technically speaking, people are crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might be the center of crazy.
They were talking about putting down your idols and all sorts of things. They got just crazy on your Facebook about that.
Don't go there.
People are crazy. They're just crazy. That's all I can say.
People are strange.
I don't know.
I've got something I want to, on this whole faith thing.
And I'm thinking, seriously?
They were correcting you that really God is the one that rules the universe. Like Mark didn't know that? They had to set you straight on that?
Really? I thought the Packers really did rule the known universe.
Everything is so serious.
Oh, they're just nuts. They're just crazy people. So anyway...
Okay, so what do you want to bring up?
I wanted to bring this whole faith thing and being persecuted and what have you. Last night I watched, or the other night I watched this show called All American Muslim on TLC.
Oh, I wanted to watch that.
And it actually,
how was that?
It was interesting because it's all about, you know, this Dearborn, Michigan and this large epicenter of people of Islam.
Yep.
And how they're living this lifestyle out vibrantly so in this community. And it was so interesting because there was this one young couple where they're having a child and they show this father praying over the belly and they're, you know, he's speaking in whatever it is, whatever language,
Arabic. Yeah.
And he's doing, you know, praise to God and God, all this God will. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? They're actually glorifying this lifestyle, you know, the converts that they make, you know, where men of non-Islamic backgrounds have to convert in order to marry their girls and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, would they ever do a show like this on Christianity? Would they ever show a Christian man praying over his wife's belly using the name of Jesus
and
all this stuff
and
glorifying the faith? And it was such an interesting show to watch because it was nothing but glorifying that whole lifestyle.
Yeah, but you have to understand, because we're getting into politics here, but
right.
The media, by and large, they want to not look like they're against Islam.
Right.
You know, because...
Holy
just,
pendulum swing, Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't have any problem going after Christians. I was talking to a pastor yesterday, you know, about it. He says, man, you know, they really come after us all. I says, that's because we don't kill people.
if we started yelling at people.
If we started killing people.
They'd leave us alone?
We'd probably leave us alone. Now, I'm not advocating that we kill people. But, I mean, I kid you not. Who on a television, like, you know, Family Guy or any of these, they go after Christianity all the time.
Oh,
they mock Jesus.
Terribly mocked.
In a little cartoon.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you think they do that with Muhammad?
No.
Do you know why they went to a serious backlash? Somebody would kill him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, in this world, they kill us.
Yeah.
We are the lambs going to the... We don't kill people. In Islam, people don't make fun of Islam.
No.
Right. Because they will kill you.
Yes.
They take it very, very seriously. So, because we were kidding around saying, we just got to start killing people. You know,
we're kidding, people.
We got to be careful.
No Facebook
some
posts,
psycho
please.
Out there who probably is going to try and kill somebody for Jesus, you know. So, you know, they hate us.
Yeah, they really
do. They hate us, and that's...
It was just big eye-opening thing to see this, and, you know, women's, you know, who are now in their 20s and deciding to wear the hijab and hearing the reasons why. Well, it's only my husband is only able to see my hair.
It's very sexy, by the way. Jews do the same thing. Conservatives do, only my husband gets to see my hair.
Or my father, or somebody that they can't marry, or somebody who's a family member that cannot.
Yeah, but I was reading about that. I was reading this lady who
instead
was,
of showing everything, like some of us do.
Hooters all over the place, but in that culture, even only your husband can see her. And I was reading this lady, New York, I can't think of her name right off the bat.
That's Naomi Wolf.
Naomi Wolf, you know, she's traditionally been just real liberal out there, crazy. Curses like crazy in her writings, you know, F this, F that. You know, definitely not focus on the family material, okay? But she's writing about this friend who went over there and went to Israel, and only her husband could see her hair. And she says, she has to feel so hot in front of, I mean, she was praising, and she was actually pointing out, even though she didn't know what she was talking about, the fact that, you know, when you stay more conservative about some of these things and it becomes more exclusive between just you and your husband, the hotter it is instead of just whipping it out there for everybody to see. So Jews do the same thing and as does Islam. And anyway, you know, in this country, it's fashionable to go after Christians and praise everybody else.
Interesting.
If anything, there's such an anti-Christian bias, they want to praise other religions just to knock us down. Yes. I mean, that's really their motivation. So, having said that, obviously I don't agree with the teachings of Islam,
right?
But they are wonderful. My dad was Muslim, nicest man in the world, you know. I don't hate Islam. There are some of the sweetest people on earth, and they have great family values. You know, the very kind of thing we're trying to promote in our Christian culture on this show.
Yes.
They already got it.
Yes.
You know, which
and
is a
shame to
Christians.
And they're very strong about it. Even with some of the guys, there's this brother who was going over to this guy who was not a convert, who is going to be because he wants to marry into the family. The brother went up to him and said, look, dude, if you're not serious about this conversion, you're not serious about this as a lifestyle, then don't even do it. Because he was thinking that he was just going through the motions.
Can you imagine a Christian saying that?
Exactly.
No, I just believe. You believe in Jesus? Yeah,
there's
sure
no
I
fence
believe.
Sitters in Islam.
No, exactly.
You are in.
It's
you're
totally lifestyle. In.
Which is what's supposed to be Christianity.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Christians could learn a lot from these people, you know. We are a mess.
I agree. But
now, people listen to me, you'd almost think I'm against Christianity. Because I'm not.
You're just against
you're
the mess.
I'm a mess. I'm against the mess. Yeah. We are
a mess.
God loves us, and we are his church.
Yep.
But I don't see how anybody could honestly, if you really understand the Bible, look at what the scriptures is telling us to be and look at what we are in America and not think that we are just a
stuck in a serious
pile of rotting, heaping, steaming horse poo. I mean, we are a disaster. And all we care about is, why does God love you just the way you are?
Yep.
By the sand of prayer.
You don't have to just say that one. As long as you believe, it's all about you. You don't have to change nothing. Oh, my gosh. So we have Christians who lie, cheat. The people right in the show have them. Their values are all totally screwed up. But they love Jesus. Really, people? You know, anyway, it's all sad. And then you got leaders, you know. We were talking about this yesterday at dinner, you know. Not just because he's a lightning rod. Not to, I don't know the guy, but like the Joel Osteen kind of guys out there, you know. They go and do these interviews, and they try and pin him down. You know, and they hem-haw and they dance around. They won't really say anything because, you know, they want to take away the offense of the cross. They desperately, because they'll literally say, well, you know, I just don't want to turn off people to Jesus, you know, by saying, you know.
They want to offend no one.
But the cross has offense.
Yes.
Jesus says the world will hate you because of me. Yeah. Why do you think, I would love to be, because nobody cares what I think, but I would love to be interviewed by one of these guys and say, well, you know, do you believe God's, the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus?
Yep.
I'd say, yes. Yep. Well, that's, you mean God's going to send millions of people to hell?
Yeah,
broad is the way that leads
but
to destruction.
But they never say that. These guys never say that.
But they won't say that because they want to take away with offense of the offense.
They want to seem tolerant and inclusive.
And if the person were to say, well, don't you realize a lot of people get mad? It says, you know, they used to throw us to the lions. They would try and kill us. You know, there's a reason they hated us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not, but we weren't mean.
No.
Christians were never mean. Of course, they throw in the crusades and stuff like that, but that was insanity. But I'm talking original Christianity. They had no power. They weren't mean and nasty, and they weren't threatening anybody. And they were loving, and they were sacrificing, they were giving, and showing the love of God, and praying for people, and seeing miracles and stuff like that. But they hated them. Why? Because at some point, what we teach is offensive to the world at large. Sure. And Jesus said, they will hate you. The world will hate you because of me.
And I'm thinking, so
we got some of these great pastors and leaders, and they dance around, and they won't say, because they desperately want to take away the offense of the
cross. And if they're not offending someone, I would beg to, what am I trying to say?
Well, you know, there's offense of being obnoxious.
No. Yes.
There's an obnoxious, and you see those guys out there, you know, God hates fags, and God, you know, these,
oh,
and
all
those, you know,
gosh,
I hate those,
Westboro,
you know,
it's not
Raptors.
That.
They're just obnoxious, you know, people who are just, and they embarrass you as well.
But if they're not offending someone, it begs the question, are they really, that's what I was trying to say, are they really presenting the gospel
form? You can present the gospel as inoffensively, but at the end of the day, at some point,
it's still,
there is an offense to the cross.
Yep.
You know, Franklin Graham, you know, God bless him, I saw him being interviewed by O'Reilly, and he, you know, says, O'Reilly, do you think you have to, is there a hell? I said, well, yeah. You know, and how do you, well, the only way is by believing in Jesus Christ. I think even O'Reilly, supposedly Catholic, you know. Well, he says he's Catholic. Well, I just can't imagine God's going to send all kinds of people to hell.
We hear people say that all the time.
Yeah, well, I know born-again Christians who say
that. I do, too.
You know, and
how about you? He wouldn't send anybody to hell. Do you read the Bible?
Yeah, I know. So anyway, but what, you know, God bless Graham because he was standing for, you know, just tell the truth. You have to be obnoxious about it. And he wasn't. He was mean. He just said, this is what we believe. This is who we are. This is what we're about. You know, this is why we sacrifice. There's a reason why we're an evangelical Christian. Evangelical Christians feel the need to go evangelize.
Right.
Why? Because the world will be lost if they don't hear the message of Christ. We don't. If we thought, gee, it doesn't really matter what everybody believes, then why do we do what we do? Why do you? Why would you sacrifice? Why would you give? Why would you give the money that you give and sacrifice?
Right.
Why would we send missionaries? Why would people go give their lives preach the gospel for the last 2,000 years? It's because of what we believe. The message of Jesus. He said, go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature, you know. Yeah. He that believes and baptized will be saved. He that doesn't will be damned. It's just really the name of the game, you know. So anyway, it is what it is. It's what a deal. All right, let's take a break. Should we take a break?
Nope.
Ah, we
got 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes.
4 minutes.
So that's our weekend update. Football we discussed, theology we discussed. Now we'll get back to marriage, which is really why you listen to this show.
But did you have a good birthday? Your birthday was on the
weekend. Oh, I did have a birthday, and I got this card.
He's a year younger.
Make way for the royal birthday person coming this way.
The royal highness.
Bow before you.
Bow.
It's your big day, your highness, your worshipfulness. And every time you say something, we'll bow.
Bow.
And when you leave the room, we'll go.
That's so funny. So you had a good day?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I had a good day. Actually, everybody came over yesterday. My birthday was actually Saturday. and then we had all the family come over on Sunday, and had a big party, and it was great. We had a good time. So now I'm old.
Older?
Older.
Yeah.
57.
You.
Wow.
When I can't talk this morning,
no,
I don't know what it is.
You
were my age when I met you.
You were my age.
You were my age. Oh. You were 47 years old, the same age as I am when I met you. I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, man, everything he's accomplished in 10 years, I can't wait to see what my life is like 10 more years and how much I get to accomplish by the time you're now age.
You'll probably be in prison.
What? That wasn't what I was going for.
Resurrecting that new women's ministry you've been thinking about.
Probably not.
You'll probably be in jail.
Okay, then. The little story today, actually, a listener sent this in. If we can get this before we get to the bottom of the hour. A frustrated wife put her gamer husband up for sale on Craigslist.
That's awesome.
Says, guys, be careful how involved you get with this season's awesome crop of video games. Your wife may try to sell you off. Kyle Badley learned this the hard way earlier this month when his wife, Elise, got frustrated by his constant Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 playing and offered him up to the highest bidder on Craigslist.
I'm selling my 22-year-old husband the ad read.
Yep. He enjoys eating and playing video games all day. Easy to maintain. Just feed and water every 3 to 5 hours. You must have internet and space for gaming. Got tired of waiting, so free to good home. If acceptable replacement
free
is offered,
to good home.
We'll trade. So she offered to trade
so
for trade.
From, yep.
The ad, of course, was a joke, but that didn't stop people from replying. One woman offered to retrain him. Another guy said he was willing to trade spots with Kyle, noting that he was both house-trained and preferred books to games. We didn't think we'd get any responses at all, but we've gotten so many, she said. Someone even offered a blue bag of Skittles in trade, I guess. Some people, though, took it a bit seriously. You think? All these serious-minded people?
How can you imagine me doing them like that?
One person suggested she use the free time to go out on her own, while others wrote in that they were concerned about Elisa's relationship with her husband. Among the unconcerned was Kyle's mother. She not only encouraged Elise to run the ad, she helped her write it.
When your dad, when your mom's selling you out, that's bad.
Kyle, it seems, has learned his lesson and has pulled back a bit from his Modern Warfare 3 playtime. His father notes that the couple is headed to Florida to spend Thanksgiving with Kyle's sister. Kyle's taking it in good humor, but he points out, for the record, that his wife was in line with him when the game went on sale. I love my wife, he says. She supported me when I got the game. We stayed until midnight to get the game when it first came out. It's just funny. They actually had this couple on Fox News. I saw it over
That's
the weekend.
That's hilarious.
That is awesome.
What'd they say?
It was basically the same thing that the story said.
Oh.
Yeah. And that people were really concerned about their marriage. And to them, it was a joke. So I thought it was pretty funny.
That is great.
Oh, people have no sense of humor.
Oh, no.
You know, you either understand humor or you don't. You can't train it. You can't teach it. I feel bad for people. They never can lighten up. What's the matter with people like that?
Everything is serious. There is no joking.
Just, oh, my goodness.
I know.
I hear people like that. I just, like, ooh. I'll have women, you know, come like, you know. And I just think, oh, I'm so glad I didn't marry you.
Yes.
And they're the
you
ones
know,
that
I feel bad. I think somebody did. That's what I feel. Yeah. I feel bad. I feel bad for the guy who has to live with this.
What always makes me laugh is when they're, and they're criticizing. And I don't like that you make that voice when you talk about women. And that's just not very funny. It's like, yeah,
listen
it is
to your
funny.
Voice.
And you sound just like what he's making fun of.
That's why people all over the world pay to listen to me. Because apparently it is funny. It's just not funny to you. Because you have no sense of humor.
That's right.
All right, so now we got tons of emails.
Yes, we do.
We don't have a lot of marriage rough stuff
today.
No,
we need some marriage rough.
So we'll hold off. So if you got arguments about you and your wife, want us to jump in, send it in. We'll try it for next week. Emails right after this.
If you're a Christian or gospel independent recording artist wanting exposure, then this website was designed just for you. TheChristianJukebox.com is your official online independent Christian music source. Have your music heard and sold around the world. Get paid 60% on the sale of all your music, or sign up for a premium membership and receive 91% on all your sales. No matter what your music style, TheChristianJukebox.com is your opportunity to be seen and heard. Sign up now at thechristianjukebox.com. Click the Join tab at the top and begin taking control of your own destiny. The Christian Jukebox. It's more than music. It's an experience.
We know you like listening to The Mark Gunger Show, but if you also enjoy listening to other programs like Family Life, Focus on the Family, or The Debbie Chavez Show, you should check out Zubio's personalized listening software. Zubio organizes your favorite shows into personalized listening channels, which you can listen to on your computer, MP3 player, or smartphone. Listening to your channel couldn't be any simpler. Just touch Play All, and the day's best shows play one after another. Perfect for listening while driving, working, or exercising. It's the easiest way to listen to multiple shows. Create your own personalized listening channel by going to www.zubio.com. That's Zubeo.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You're listening to the Mark Unger Show. It is now Christmas season. You'll be hearing all Christmas songs for the rest of time here through the end of the year. And I love it. Great songs. Have a good Thanksgiving. We didn't even talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, I ate so much food. It was ridiculous.
Other than the game. Of course, we just found out the reason you weren't stressed out for the game.
It's because you were all hopped up.
She's on drugs.
I told you, I'm not going to put this on the air. I tell you during the break and you put it on the
Ladies
air.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to her Facebook page.
She hurt her back. So
my back hurt so bad I could hardly walk. And here I am trying to make Thanksgiving
dinner. So she's
snorting
crack or whatever.
No.
Trying to...
So I was on some pain medication, and that must have been what calmed me down for the game. It was a little difficult making sweet potatoes and stuffing. And
that's what we need to do, give her that before she does the show.
I know!
I'll sit and stare at you with the glazed look.
That's right. I mean,
yes. So who knows what you had for Thanksgiving dinner.
Where's the dog?
Where's the dog?
Why is the turkey still in the freezer?
Where's I don't know. This turkey's different though, isn't it? Yeah. Tastes a little different this year.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
Kibbles and bits.
That's terrible. I love my little dog. I would never cook her or roast her.
Have you heard about these turkeys? They're like real high end gourmet turkeys.
They're really small.
No, they can get them with like 20.
What makes them
pounds.
Gourmet?
They say the turkeys that we kind of have are, you know, bred to be that way, particularly to have, you know, really big breasts. And they're so big. A lot of guys are like, yeah, hallelujah. We got big boob turkeys. But their breasts are so big, they can barely walk.
Aww.
And they can't breed. Right. So they have to artificially inseminate. So, you know, they're saying actual birds aren't like that. So these are like more traditional, real, closer to a wild turkey, but they're not wild. But they're like $100 for a.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
22 pound turkey. I think I'm going to splurge next year. I want to see what it tastes like.
Get a gourmet turkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Run this real high end.
Just don't overcook it because that $100 bird could be nothing but a piece of leather if you don't cook it right.
It would be a drag, would it?
It would.
$100 and it tastes like crap. Ah!
We did watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation over the weekend. We initiated the Christmas season. Yep, got the tree up and everything, and then watched that on Friday night.
I watched a bunch of guy movies. Conan the Barbarian.
The new one?
Yeah. Cutting pieces, peel to pieces. I never saw the original one.
Really?
Honest Conan? Schwarzenegger. You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if it's the same storyline, even.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
So I have no idea. And then I saw a bunch of, like, Roman soldier movies. I can't even think of the names of them. But,
just all guy movies.
Yeah, cutting up and chopping and fighting to the death. And,
sweet.
Yeah, it was great.
Blood dripping from the ceilings.
So I had a great time. I was sitting in my little movie theater going, hoo-ah, you know, the subwoofers kicking and the whole house is shaking.
Yes.
You know.
The whole block thinks there's an earthquake going on in Green Bay.
I laughed really hard at the end when all of the police cars drive up to Clark Griswold's house because all I could think of was
that
must have been what it looked like when they all came up and surrounded your house and they're pulling guns.
That's exactly what it was.
That's why I was laughing so hard. I'm like, oh my gosh, that must have been what your house looked like.
It was.
It was hilarious.
The Griswold family Christmas at my house. My crazy brother calling the cops, starting to blow the place up. They surround the place, guns everywhere.
Funny.
Oh, it wasn't funny at the time. My God, they have guns. What are the neighbors going to think? Like I was running a crack house here or something. If you miss that whole story, you have to go. I'm sure we talked about it.
It makes the movie that much funnier when you have a real life instance to put it to.
Oh, that's why that stuff is so funny to us, because half of the funny stuff we see, we've lived.
That's right.
What'd you
got? First email says, I got a couple of questions. I am from India. I've got the arranged marriage system, as you already know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 25 years old right now, and I'm guessing I'll get married only by around 27 to 29.
They marry that late with the arranged marriage?
Apparently.
Wow.
Because they have to have like the whole dowry thing and the money and all of that, I think. I wonder if you can imagine the sexual frustration that a guy of my age could go through. Can you imagine that, boys?
Yeah, we can imagine it.
What do I do to control it? By God's grace, I have managed to stay away from porn and also masturbation.
Good.
I know you say that if we don't have sex, we won't die.
You won't.
But it's going to be like forever before I get married.
It's not forever, and you will not die. You'll feel like you're going to die, yes. But you will not die.
He wants to know, what do I do? I find it really difficult.
You think it's difficult? What, you're married? Whole new set of difficulties kick in.
Uh-huh.
You'll be longing for these days.
Uh-huh.
When your wife's going...
Yeah.
It was so much easier when I wasn't having sex.
I remember back when I was 26, not having sex.
Well, that was my biggest problem in life.
Yeah, it was the sex. Dude, life is hard. Mm-hmm. All of life is hard. There is no easy answers for all this stuff. And it's not. And then people say, well, just masturbate. It's not like that's an answer. It's not. Yeah. Masturbate doesn't feel great. Good grief. That's when people who do it several times a day. They're still sexually frustrated. It's the biggest joke on earth. Plus, then it complicates everything. And, you know, I would go, I don't know your culture. I don't know. What the heck? Why don't you just get married?
I said apparently it has to do with the...
with the dowry and stuff?
Mm-hmm, the families don't arrange it earlier. I mean, he could go and get married, I suppose, but it would not
be... Go talk to your family.
Okay.
Talk to your dad. Say,
hook me up!
Help me out here, Paul, because I'm...
No, don't say that, because that could be something different.
No, I mean, help me get the girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
You know, because I'm getting a little randy here, and I'm going a little crazy, and I can't think straight, and... I really need to get married.
Well, I wonder if the parents got married that late, too. What did they do? It might be a conversation worth having. What did you do when you were waiting to be 29 and married off?
That's a long time.
It is.
It is a very long time.
I wonder if that's traditional with Indian marriages, that they wait that long?
I don't know.
I know in Western culture, they all wait that long. But yeah, they're all, everybody who argues, well, you know, they should wait. Most of them are all having sex anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
are they expecting them to not be having sex and just wait for this arranged marriage?
I think they're pretty conservative. I don't think they approve of people having so a culture that wants people to really wait for sex, unlike Christian culture here, which is all a bunch of baloney.
Yes.
Oh, don't have sex, but don't get married till you're 30. Yeah, how's that working? It's just all nonsense. And our kids were creating a whole generation of porn addicts and girls who've had sex with 20 different guys where they get married, and Christian guys trying to bed every girl that they go dating. I mean, it's just a disaster.
Ridiculous.
All this 18 nonsense. To 25.
So
18 to 25.
Yeah, it says
is
in
usually?
Northern India today, the age can vary from 18 to 25.
Yeah, so that sounds late to me. See, a culture that wants to do arranged marriage and wants you to do life right, to have them have you delay that long sounds very odd to me.
Unless they're starting to buy into this Western kind of thinking.
It could be.
With the college and the finances and have your house and have your job and all of that.
Wow. Listen to this. While the dowry system is still in place, it has become more of a bride price system. The parents of a baby girl must come up with a respectable dowry. The term respectable
is
arbitrary.
It's the girl that has to come up with the money?
Yeah, the parents of the girl. It's like family goods, like $50,000 or more worth of material goods, depending on the family standing in society.
Yeah. Well, dude, at some point... you know, have a fire sale. Sale today. 75% off. Instead of $50,000, just, you know, give me a couple of turkeys and a chicken. And
there you are.
And I'll marry your daughter. You know, lower the price. Mm-hmm. Talk to your family. Ask them to lower the price. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, look, I'm all for honoring culture and stuff, but at some point, culture's just full of baloney, you know, when it makes life so crazy. You know, our culture... is literally wait till you've got your college and that's our typical culture. And we're encouraging people to be countercultural.
Yes.
Tell your parents, phony. I'm not going to do that. You're full of baloney. Phony. Baloney. Not
okay,
phony.
That sort
baloney.
Of segues into his second question. Okay. He said, secondly, do you think it's necessary that our relationship with God needs to be perfected before we marry? Well, of course.
No, because then you'd never get married.
That's right.
Because I'm still trying to perfect mine.
Yes. He says, well, maybe we wouldn't be able to perfect it, but at least in a state of being in his peace and harmony with life and God, filled with his joy, mentally stable, financially stable. If we look at the case of Adam, he had a perfect relationship with God. They were in perfect fellowship. Having a wife or life partner was not really a priority in his mind. It was then that God decided to give him a wife. So do you think it counts the same in our lives today as well?
Yeah, how'd that work out for Adam?
Not so good. Not so good.
I don't think people think. How'd that work out for that boy?
Everything was perfect with God, and then.
Apparently, he had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know, quit thinking so hard, for heaven's sake. First of all, in my opinion, you're an idiot for waiting so long to get married. If you're going crazy, just marry the girl. Talk to her family. Talk to your family. Say, look, it was like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
When she wanted to get married, she sat down and talked to my parents and said, you have a choice. Either I can marry the boy or I'm going to fornicate.
What do you want?
You choose.
That's quite the conversation to have, actually.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And, okay, so all of a sudden, here comes the wedding, you know? I mean, honestly, people, just have an honest talk with your parents.
But you know there are some people, some parents that are morons
who would say, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and fornicate.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Better, they would.
Oh, I've had them say that to me. I'd rather have my kids have sex than get married too young. I mean, these are people who are just
stupid. They don't understand the implication of that.
No, it's more than don't understand. They're stupid people. They are morally stupid. They have the moral sense of a cat or a dog, in my opinion. Honestly. Dude, you want to marry? Go marry the girl. Go talk to your family and whatever. And as far as having a perfect relationship with God.
Not going to happen this side of heaven.
Who has a perfect relationship with God? What are people talking about when they talk like this?
I don't know. I don't know if someone's told them that that's possible.
I don't know. I listen to people and it's like, I don't even know what they're talking about. They talk in these terms and they blabber about and they sound so spiritual, but they make no sense.
No. There is no perfected state of relationship.
Maybe some Christian teacher told them that, you know, Adam had, so you need to really make sure you have a perfect relationship. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I've been doing this for the bulk of my life. What the heck are you talking about? Mm-mm. A perfect relationship with God. What are you talking about?
Is marriage intended to perfect you and work you over?
Well, then it totally discredits Philippians 1:6, and then I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work
until
it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns.
Right.
So apparently...
Nobody has it. I don't know. I just don't know what people... they're just full of baloney. Hey, you want some great advice, dude? Get my singles DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it'll probably be pretty expensive for you because you got to ship it all the way to India. But I've got a whole series on how to approach marriage, how to make these decisions. Don't over-spiritualize it. Don't over-romanticize it. It's called Singles and Stinking Thinking. I would advise that you go online. Sorry, we can't really help you that much because we don't understand your culture. I don't understand it.
Mm-mm.
You love the girl, marry. You're going crazy. They're telling you to wait how many more years? 3 more years?
At least 2, it sounds like.
So on the one hand, you're not going to die. On the other hand, why don't you just go to your family and just marry the girl? Well, she needs lower the price.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Christian parents say, Dad, you want me to go have sex with her or somebody else immoral? Well, no, I need to get married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going crazy here. Have an honest talk with them. At some point, you know, morality needs to trump cultural norms and stuff.
Does.
At some point, it's more important that we please God than please men. And if you're in a situation where you're not going to be able to please God anymore, you start sinning, in my opinion, forget those guys and do what you got to do. But anyways, but I don't understand your culture. I don't. I respect it highly.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have the lowest divorce rate in the world.
We just don't get the ins and the outs of how
5%
it works. India?
Yeah.
5% divorce rate.
Lowest divorce rate in the world right there. So obviously the whole family coming together and doing this, you guys are a lot smarter than we are about this. So you're asking a culture... advice from a culture where we have a 50% divorce rate, you guys have 5.
Yeah, we probably can't help you.
So we're probably not the best guys in the world to ask. But having said that, I would try and go and just appeal to the family. If you can't win, I just say suck it up. 2 years, you're not going to die. You've done it this far. Yes. It's not all of a sudden you're going to explode. So anyway, okay. That's all I got to say about the Indian marriage. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more emails right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Mark Unger and Laugh Your Way America are pleased to present this much-anticipated DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking, A Clear Path to Marriage. This 4-disc set gives practical and straightforward advice that singles need to hear when it comes to dating and marriage and making the right decision. Taught from a definite Christian worldview, Mark challenges the over-spiritualized, over-romanticized expectations that fill the heads of so many singles. More than 4 hours of teaching, this series includes sessions on finding a spouse, the do's and don'ts of dating, and sex makes you stupid, and so much more. This DVD is for all singles from age 16 to 90 with an eye toward marriage. Parents, if you are looking for a resource that is packed full of biblical wisdom to help instruct your son and daughter on a path towards a successful married future, this is the DVD set for you. Order your copy now at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
Is Mark Unger. That's why you listen to the Mark Unger Show, so you can get your daily Gungorian hit. What have you got there?
Okay, ready for this one? Mm-hmm. Never had this question before. She says, hi, I'm a 17-year-old female and have been practicing Brazilian jiu-jitsu for about a year now.
There's Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I've heard of jiu-jitsu, but there's a brilliant version of it.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Apparently, she differentiated the type of jiu-jitsu. Anyhow, in jiu-jitsu...
Because Brazilians, when they rip off all your pubic hair, isn't it?
That's a Brazilian.
So Brazilian jiu-jitsu is...
No axe required.
It's like two hairless cats fighting. Hiya, 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 hiya.
Maybe you have to have a wax before you get to perform. She says, in jiu-jitsu, taking the back... looks like a position you'd be in if someone were piggybacking you.
Okay.
In a regular position that is practiced, it is a regular position practiced in sparring. Okay. Uh-huh. Sometimes after class or right after I spar with a guy playfully, yes, I do spar with guys because there is a shortage of women in my school, I jump on their back and make them either give me a piggyback ride out of the sparring area or make them defend the vulnerable position that they're in.
Uh-huh.
I give them piggybacks too sometimes just to prove how strong and uninferior I am.
Uh-huh.
However, my mom and my sister think that I'm becoming too chummy with the guys and that it looks like I'm flirting with them because girlfriends like to piggyback their boyfriends. They also say that I need to be wary about the oxytocin bonding chemical and should keep everything professional so I don't start getting those weird feelings for the guys.
Yes.
I have never gotten weird feelings for those guys and only consider them my best buddies. Also, most of those guys are in their 30s or older, except for one 15-year-old huge 6-foot kid I did piggyback. Is this something I should not do anymore? And what do you guys think when I piggyback them or vice versa?
I love this class. I love what they're thinking.
Here's.
I told you we've never had this question before.
Here's my advice. I don't know what you're feeling. I don't care what you're feeling. But as a man, if some 17-year-old girl jumps on me, wraps her legs around me, and says, let's go for a ride,
I'm worried about what I'm thinking.
Giddy up!
So, girl, you clearly are very naive. Yes. That's the nicest thing I can say. You're either incredibly dumb or you're just very naive.
Let's
say naive, because that's not so mean. You're either very dumb or you're very naive. You do not go wrapping your legs around men.
Think about it. When you are on a guy's back doing that, what's touching a guy? Your boobs are smashed into him. Your legs are spread eagle. You're smashed into him. And you think some 30-year-old guy or 16-year-old guy or anything older or
seriously,
in between I'm sorry, honey.
Unless you have no boobs. Maybe you're boobless.
I don't know.
Maybe you've had so many Brazilians that ripped your boobs off.
I don't know. But I was tempted to ask her to send a picture, but I thought that was just not appropriate.
Now, we talk about this. You know, women, you know, in church, come over. We're all for hugging girls. But some of them, they just plant their hooters
right
into your, say, hey, Pastor Mark, how you doing?
Yep.
And all you're thinking is nipple, 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 nipple.
You very quickly become Clark Griswold in the department store.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, you know, it's feeling a little nipple in here. I mean, nippy in here.
Nipper.
I mean, now, you say, oh, you should be so unspiritual. Are you kidding me?
Well, what do you think?
How dumb are you girls when you sit there and you stick your breast right into a man's chest or onto his back and you got your legs? What do you think? I mean, obviously this girl is clueless.
Well, and her mom and her sister are even telling her, and she's still saying, well, it's not anything, really.
Maybe because it's nothing to her.
Well, it is to those guys. And I had to know. I had to ask her.
You?
Are these guys married or do they have girlfriends? And she said, well, a lot of the guys are married. The ones that I am close friends with are all married. The 15-year-old obviously isn't, and she wasn't sure if he had a girlfriend. She's close friends with 30-year-old guys who are married, and they're piggybacking her. I'm sorry. I would have a problem if I was one of those guys.
Now, my son's in self-defense class, and, you know, I think it's plausible that, you know, in the realms of doing techniques and stuff like that, that once in a while, but if she's constantly going around just to show how strong she is,
It's totally inappropriate.
I get it.
You're being totally, and listen to your family, you're being foolish.
Yes.
Okay, you're being very, 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 very foolish. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're sparring with somebody and you're all rambling, that's one thing, but you're trying to knock the snot out of each other.
But not when it's over when it's and you're leaving the place.
And you're wrapping your body around some guy. I'm surprised you haven't felt his erection in your back or in your water. When he's doing it to her.
This is true. It's like, I mean, what's that?
What's
I am
that?
Sure.
Oh, I think you got a stick
that's
in your
just
pocket.
My belt.
Oh, yeah. That's a stick I found. I got it in my pocket.
Seriously.
I mean, come on. Don't be so
and
foolish.
And these guys. Well, of course, guys will do what they can get away with. But come on. These married guys, I want to smack them.
Oh,
I just want to grab them and smack them.
I'm sure they hate it.
Oh, I'm sure but I just don't want to grab them and smack them.
Some gorgeous 17-year-old wrapping her body around. Oh, yeah. No, please don't do that. I'm sure that's what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. Of course they're going to let you do it. Don't be so foolish, okay? Mm-hmm. That's an easy call. Good grief.
Even my own 17-year-old daughter said, what is she thinking? How dumb can you be? I mean, that's what my own 17-year-old daughter
even
said.
Another girl your age thought you're being dumb. Yes. Now, we're trying to say not dumb, but just naive.
Yes.
But you're being very foolish.
Yes.
Don't be wrapping your body around other guys. Now, when you're sparring, okay, it's one thing. But when you're done, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fun of it, for your body. Honestly. You don't know what people think. They don't think.
What's the father say?
Well, I would wonder.
Listen to your family.
Yeah.
Good grief.
The mother and the sister already saying knock it off.
Is there a dad present at all?
I don't know. I didn't ask that. Maybe there's no dad.
Maybe that's
what the draw is.
She's looking for possible attention. I don't know. You never know.
I don't know. There could be a lot more to it, but no matter what's behind it, it's not safe and it's not appropriate.
She wrote us to find out what we think. We think what you're doing is foolish. Stop it.
Okay, next email says, so here's my sob story. My husband and I have been married for... Ready?
wait, we're warming up.
Sorry.
Or sob story.
Your sob story?
Anybody writing to us for compassion? I was writing to the wrong show.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. My husband and I have been married for 9 months.
Oh, boy.
And they're already in a sob story. We knew each other, and for for 3 years and dated for a year. We did not live together until we got married. She says, side note, I'm 7 months pregnant and work full time. Here's my problem. Any advice would be appreciated. Okay. I'm not a clean freak, but I like my house picked up and organized.
Okay.
My husband could really care less.
Okay.
He gets home before me most nights and I walk into a dump. He starts taking off layers in every room. Dirty cups and dishes, you get the picture. Stuff is everywhere, apparently. I've tried communicating, throwing fits, and stop washing his clothes. I've asked everything from asking sweetly to screaming, and I'm not proud of that. Nothing works. Since I'm the initiator for sex, I feel like I have nothing. I guess no alternatives. I don't mind the clothing gets... I don't mind the clothing being in the hamper and the dishes being in the sink. By only... I'm sorry.
Start over.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, this is Diane talking today.
You need to be on that drug that we're talking about.
You hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Diane talking.
My bifocals are having problems today. Take that back. I don't mind cleaning, and I don't expect him to wash all of the dishes and do everything. I only request that he puts his things where they belong, like clothes in the hamper and dishes in the sink. Yeah. Help. She said, thank you. I love all you guys, and I love the show.
Okay. I would suggest that you get some friends and really listen to them, because I'm pretty sure what you're telling us is only half true. Mm-hmm. That's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not a perfectionist. I'm not a clean freak, but I do like...
But,
I'll bet you she is a clean freak. Yeah. That's my guess.
Bet.
And the fact that you're coming unglued because things are... You know, either he is the sloppiest pig on the face of the earth, which he's might be.
Undressing might layer be. By layer and just leaving it all
you
over
know,
the house.
You know, I don't know. I mean, good Lord, what are you going to do when you get the when a kid is born?
Oh yeah, my. Because you think, then your house is going to be a total shambles.
My guess is... See, that's why it's hard to make a call on this. If what she's saying is really true... You'd have an answer for that.
Yeah.
If what she's saying is probably not 100% true, which is probably the case, then you need to tell her to relax. So I would talk to your friends about this, people who
either
really
way,
know
she
you.
Needs to relax, I even if he's the world's biggest slob and yeah, she isn't a perfectionist.
You're going to lose your soul over this. You're going to wreck your marriage. You're going to fall apart. You're not going to have a life because you married a pig. You know, honestly?
I have really learned to relax. I love my mom dearly, but she was a bit like Joan Crawford when it came to keeping the house clean.
Who's that? I don't know Joan Crawford. I know who she is.
Mommy Dearest, Joan Crawford, the actress.
That movie.
Oh, Psycho, where everything, no wire hangers, everything has to be.
No!
I love my mom. But she really kept
hangers!
A clean house. I mean,
have you seen that movie?
I've never seen it, no.
Oh, she gets whipped with it and beat with the hangers?
Well, my mom never did. She didn't do that. I'm just saying.
Oh, it's a brutal movie.
Everything had to be clean.
That's Mommy Dearest.
She was a big neat freak. Everything had to be. She has since
OCD.
Relaxed in her life, so she's not like that. But growing up, she was very much a neat freak, and we had to have everything in its place. Therefore, I grew up having to have everything in its place, kind of a thing. But I have so relaxed about it because it's just like you said. You're going to make yourself crazy, ruin your relationship with your kids or your husband just because everything isn't
yeah, I mean, what's the
in its
point?
Place.
You get that kid, the kid's going to be, he's going to drive you a little crazy, you know, and you get
you
more than one, you get two or three. Just my advice, I think you're downplaying your end of this. You know, I'm not a neat freak, but I do like things picked up. Well, if you just like things picked up, then you're not freaking out over the stuff that
then
we
you're
are.
Not getting upset.
You probably are a neat freak, which is fine. It's who you are, but I'd say relax a bit. Talk to your friends. See ya!
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!